I was just raised in a white neighborhood with white people.
Right.
And that's my comfort zone. Yeah. You know, whites.
Nobody's perfect.
No, but white people are more likely to be perfect than people who aren't white. You know
wow.
what I mean?
Jeez.
So.
Yeah, yeah. Some people, if they would hear something like that coming out of Brian Whitman's mouth, they'd be kind of surprised or shocked, right?
They'll never hear it.
Right. That's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's true. I wouldn't record you, so.
Dude, I know that. I mean, I know that you would. I know that you have respect for me.
Yeah, man.
And I'm not an idiot. I've been doing this for 25 fucking years. If I'm being taped, I know it.
Right.
You know?
You're around tape every day.
It's all, since I'm 13 years old, I've been taping stuff. Yeah. I know when I'm being taped.
Yeah, man. Yeah, well, I would never do that because, like,
hey,
know,
dude, you want a blowjob?
What's a blowjob? What does that mean?
Oral sex.
Oh, no, I don't want that, man. No.
Oh. What do you think it was, like, code for, like, an In-N-Out burger or something?
Yeah, something
no,
like
no,
that.
No, I was offering to put my mouth on your penis.
Oh, all right. Yeah. All right, cool.
So, I'm sort of kidding, you know?
Yeah.
So
I mean, I would hate for... I mean, if this was being recorded, people knowing that you're offering the host of an internet radio show a blowjob, that'd be pretty
Yeah, but you're
weird,
just
right?
a guy. I mean, you're just a guy. Right. I mean, sure, you do a radio show, but when you put your head on the pillow, you're a dude. But you're not
that's
into it.
Cool.
No, that's cool.
Cool.
It's all good, dude.
That's
all
right, man.
It's all good. Oh, this is my exit, by the way. This is where I'm going to get out of
right
the
Right here, bar?
Actually, no, the next one up here. Sorry.
All right.
Look at these homeless blacks, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, hopefully they get homes or you don't really care.
No, but you know, I like it when I see like Oprah buy them homes.
Right.
You know, she does that shit.
Right.
And that's like kind of, I think like, you know, look out for your own, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it's kind of like, I'm glad that she does that.
Yeah. Anybody complain, you just be like, hey, why don't you call Oprah?
Well, no, because historically, I mean, you look at how much white people have like put out for blacks, you know, like all of the charity programs, all of the social welfare. Uh-huh. You know, see someone like Oprah, it's like, okay, you know, she's black, you know, get like buy homes for these blacks. You know?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm gonna do it, you know. She yeah.
Do you have any kids?
Nah, dude.
Wow.
No. I hate kids.
Yeah.
I'm actually I support. I would never say this on the air,
because
I'm a progressive. On the air, that's like, oh, Brian Whitman, he's a liberal, right?
Right.
But I'm for, in some cases, like mandatory sterilization and forced abortions.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know, like, that's a pretty cool way of thinking. Like.
Yeah, I mean, like, cause some people, it's like.
There's too many people.
Yeah, and like, I think you can look at people and go, you know, all right, hey, you know, maybe you shouldn't have a kid. You know, maybe we should strap you down and force an abortion on you. You know
right.
what I mean? Which is not a politically correct
what
thing to
kind
say.
What kind of people do you think should?
Well, I'm gonna you know, leave that for you. But you're not stupid.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. Are you stupid?
Kind of a little bit.
Yeah.